And we are talking round two, game two of State of Origin. Tim, what do you think? Nerves are very, very high for New South Wales at the moment.
Oh, look, sure. And don't ever believe the Queenslanders when they keep telling you they're the underdog, because they're not. They never are. I mean, yeah. It's a ruse they use every year. But, yeah, look, the Blues would be very nervous. We haven't won a series for, you know, eight consecutive series. But I've just got a feeling that this time they've got the right temperament, they've got the right players, the right coach, and they might just do it.
Look, if we look at some of the key players that are taking to the field for New South Wales, I mean, we do have some great great players. And last game one, there were some hesitations whether we'd be strong enough in defence, that sort of thing. Really, I think New South Wales came out fighting. What do you think about this team second time round?
Oh, absolutely. Look, well, ever you got Paul Gallen in your team, you remember you've got Greg Bird back now, who, pardon the expression, has got plenty of mongrel in him. And you've got the tremendous talent of Jared Hayne. Look, we've lost the Morris twins. That's a blow because they're great players. But the two new halves, and I have to say, you know, even being a Roosters supporter for as long as I have been, I was disappointed for Pearce and Maloney. But the Bulldogs halves did a terrific job. In fact, the whole side did a terrific job. And defensively, they were just outstanding, particularly that last 10 or 15 minutes when Queensland threw everything at them but the kitchen sink. So, look, I think with the inclusion of Bird, with Gallen leading them, with Hayne at the back, and Queensland, you never write them off, not ever, ever, ever write them off. But I just think this could be the game and this could be the series for New South Wales.
Is it certainly an advantage for us being back on New South Wales soil? I mean, it was a rare win for us up in Queensland.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to win up there, I mean, then that's when everyone started thinking, well, this could be the series that we could win after so long, because, oh, definite advantage. You've got Blatchy's Blues, all those maniacs, I think it's about 10,000 of them at one end of the field, yelling and screaming and carrying on, and it'll be a mostly New South Wales audience. But, you know, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, they are an outstanding rugby league team, Queensland, and if, and I'm assuming they will, if Inglis and Slater in particular, I don't think Cherry Evans will play, by the way.
You don't? I was going to ask you that, actually. You don't think he'll play?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. If he does, I think that might be a mistake. He hasn't trained all week. I think his first training session was down here when they arrived down here this morning. Didn't train in their own camp. And Cherry Evans, remember, relies very much on that tremendous sidestep of his and how quick he is. And if he's only doing that on one leg, I just think it would be a risk. And I don't think they lose terribly much by including Ben Hunt. If he plays, I think he might surprise a few people, because I think he's a very fine young player. So, you know, it's going to be a tremendous contest. I think it'll be one of the best games of State of Origin we've seen for a very long time, to be honest, because they will throw everything at each other. And you know, it'll be best team win. And just let's hope this time it'll be the Blues.
Well, I've got to say, the last game was a pretty spectacular one. And I think this one's only going to be better.
It should be a cracker. It really should. And, you know, I'm told that you won't be able to buy a seat. So you're going to have ANZ full to its near capacity. So 80,000 plus, approaching 90,000 maybe. Depends how many they can get in there these days. And that's got to be a tremendous advantage for New South Wales.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge advantage. Just wanted to talk about Jared Hayne quickly. A couple of people have come out saying he may be one of the best Origin players ever. What's your thoughts?
Oh, Jared Hayne's a superstar. I must say, sometimes I've been critical of Jared in the past, that he goes missing a little bit, and he tended to do that a bit for Parramatta. I'll use the expression, sometimes Jared can spit the dummy in club games and go missing if things aren't going their way. But at the moment, he's still only, 26, he's probably the best player in the game, you'd have to say. That performance in Queensland, one of the most stunning performances I've seen from a Blues player, let alone a Blues fullback. And if he does that again, and we get the starch up front with the inclusion of Bird and Gallen and co, you know, we're going to be very hard to beat.
Certainly are going to be hard to beat. Tim, we are backing the Blues. I'm very excited. I've even gone with blue nail polish. That's how excited I am.
I'm going to try and find some of that blue colouring and inject it into my pies.
Oh, that's a good thing to do. We will be excited to watch the game tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Have a good one.